Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Friday, November 8th. Good morning. I'm Scott Jagow.
And I'm Debbie Monterey. St. Louis Mayor Tishara Jones spoke with KMOX on working with the Trump administration.
And when asked what she thought went wrong with the presidential election, Jones says, quote, "I don't know how you fight racism and bigotry and misogyny and supremacy.
I don't know how to fight against that. This country has been fighting against those things for many, many, many years. And I don't know how to win that fight. So I don't have the answers today. Maybe I will after, you know, thinking about it for the next couple of weeks. But all I know is that right now I have 117 days until my primary."
On another issue, Jones weighed in on residents voting for changes to the city charter. She says most of them received 80% approval. The one failure was giving aldermen more power with approving and denying budget issues.
We have to realize the environment that we're in. We just had four alders plead guilty to federal bribery and corruption charges, and I think that may have overshadowed how voters think about that particular ballot initiative.
Maria Aquino, KMOX News.
St. Charles County counted votes by hand yesterday to make sure the tabulators were right.
What we're doing now is the state required 5% hand count audit of the ballots.
This is Stuart McMillan speaking with Election Director Kurt Barr here in St. Charles County, where the purpose of the hand count, where they're doing this audit, is to check the totals that they have with the paper ballots against the machine counted totals.
What I have seen in the 6 years I've been Director of Elections is when we do this hand count audit after every election, the numbers always match up.
There were very few problems in St. Charles County on Election Day. One of them was some soggy ballots, one so bad they had to transpose it onto a new ballot and feed it through the machine because the other one was so wet the computer would not read it.
Both the hand and machine counts matched perfectly.
Andrew Bailey in Tuesday's election secured a four-year term as attorney general. He tells MissouriNet since his appointment 2 years ago, criminal prosecutions across the state have increased 133%.
Massive increase in criminal prosecution at the trial court level from my office is really critical into ensuring safer communities across the state of Missouri. We're going to continue to enhance and continue to deploy those resources in the fight against violent crime.
Bailey says he would like to see minimum prison terms and more police and prosecutors.
North St. Louis City alders are saying not in my neighborhood when it comes to creating new homeless shelters.
Three alders from North City fought for an amendment excluding their wards from a bill changing St. Louis's zoning code. The change would have allowed homeless shelters to open with a conditional use permit. Alderwoman Laura Keyes says they already have too many in North City.
Exclude the 11th ward. Yes, excludes. Exclude the 12th ward. Exclude the 13th ward. We've had more than our share. We've got more than our share right now.
Alderwoman Alicia Sonnier sponsored the bill and says it does not make any changes to the plat and petition process. The amendment failed 7-6, and the bill was finalized with 10 votes in favor and 5 against. It seeks final approval next week. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
If you rent out short-term properties in St. Louis, you'll need to apply for a city permit by next May under new short-term rental rules. These rules also require a minimum two-night stay to curb party rentals. And if you don't live on the property, you'll need a business license and inspection. Renters are now limited to owning a maximum of 4 short-term properties. On Tuesday, voters also passed a 3% tax on short-term rentals with funds going toward affordable housing.
A young student died after being hit by a school bus in O'Fallon, Missouri yesterday. It happened around 3:45 at Lupine Court and Below Creek Road. The Fort Zumwalt School District superintendent released a statement that read in part, quote, "Tonight our community is grieving. A family lost a child, a school lost a student, and our entire community feels this tremendous loss." You can read the full statement at KMOX.com. And we'll keep you updated.
St. Louis County Executive Sam Page declares a state of emergency to jumpstart the response to this week's deluge of rain. Michelle Ryan, director of the Office of Emergency Management, says she's trying to keep tabs on where flash flooding is inflicting damage.
We do have some damage assessment teams out there. There are more coming in, hopefully from the state early next week. But I need to know where to send them.
Ryan says if you're dealing with flooding or other impacts, call 211 to file a report. So far, she says they're hearing mostly about flooded basements. From the KMOX Business Desk, Boeing Manufacturing in St. Louis gets a boost from the Middle East.
Israel finalized a deal to purchase 25 advanced F-15 fighter jets with an option for another 25. Cost is $5.2 billion. It takes a while to assemble the fighters. The first aircraft from the order won't be delivered to Israel until 2031. They should be supplied at a pace of about 4 to 6 jets a year. The F-15s will be customized with Israeli defense systems and have more range than Israel's current aircraft. Boeing Defense is centered in St. Louis. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
The Boys and Girls Club of Greater St. Louis has announced a new president and CEO to replace the retiring Flint Fowler. It is Brandon Williams, who comes over from the St. Louis Battlehawks. He served as VP of Team Business and Event Operations. Williams is a Hazelwood East grad who played football at the University of Wisconsin and in the NFL for the 49ers, Rams, and Steelers. The Boys and Girls Club has grown to several locations, serving 14,000 children and their families.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.